Welcome to the New Breed Christian Community, where we're dedicated to deepening your spiritual walk and empowering you to live in the fullness of Christ. Whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a regular part of our community, we're so glad you're here. Get ready for an inspiring session as we dive into the Word of God together, growing stronger in faith and closer to our Savior. Let's begin this journey of transformation and spiritual maturity as we get into the Word of God by our lead steward.
Praise the Lord. I've been praying for this meeting. I've been praying for you. And let me tell you, even if you're the only one that came, you will go back with the testimony. In the name of Jesus. So, I am here because there is a shift in the spirit. There is something that God wants to do. And I've come to prepare you. Are you with me? I've come to prepare you. I discovered that it has been my part of my cogitations in recent times that too many people fall short of God's plan. What do I mean by that? For instance, God may have planned that in the year 2025, so and so is going to happen. But at the end of the year, there will be too many people who, when you look at their lives, it doesn't look like it. Are you getting me? And I trust God that by the end of these 3 days, wherever you have been off course, you'll be back on course in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. That wherever you have been off course, wherever you have been out of the fulfillment of what God wants to do in your life, in your destiny, you are back on course in the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you remember what the theme of this year was or is? Divine emergence. Coming out of the hiding. Coming out of obscurity. So please, I want to encourage you these 3 days. Plunge yourself. So I'll be here Thursday. That's today. Tomorrow evening we'll be here again. On Saturday morning, I'll be here for counseling from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. So somebody wondering, Pastor, you stayed long ago. Yes, so that nobody will say, Pastor did not try for us. If after the 4 days, Pastor was not around, sorry, you missed. Amen. Because let me tell you something, God is always on the move. See, it is best to run at the speed of God. I'm telling you, God is always on the move. That thing in your mind that you are thinking, it will take 10 years to happen, God may want it to happen this year. 3 years, I said. God may want it to happen this year. You know, Kenneth Hagin gave his testimony one time. How that many years ago in the 1970s, he was having a special camp meeting. And it was not a big meeting as it were. And so, when he finished from the first session, they usually have a container where the pastors go to rest. And so, he went into the container to just rest and pray. But he slept off. And somewhere in the middle of his sleep, he felt like God was waking him up. Kenneth, wake up and pray. And so, he woke up and he was like, must I pray? The sleep was too much. So he went back again and slept. And then when the stir within his spirit was becoming a lot, he said, I'm going to pray. But it was 5 minutes to the next session. And then he said he would step out into the other part of the container to pray, only for him to step out. And he saw physically now, physically. Not by vision, not in the spirit. This is what he saw physically. He saw a man that seemed like had a wing. So he was like, hey, stop there! And the man just walked out. And he was like, what kind of human being would that have been? A man with a wing. That he said that should be an angel. And he was like, oh God. Ah. So a year later, exactly 1 year from that date, he did not know. What I will say next will tell you how he knew. Exactly 1 year from that date, he was praying in his study, just praying, and you know, pastor, you want to know God more, and you're just praying. And then Jesus walks into his room. Ha! And he saw Jesus and said, ah, master, stood up, knelt down, and Jesus said, sit down, I want to talk to you. So while Jesus walked in, an angel walked in with a wing and stood beside Jesus. And so he'll be looking at Jesus, just be talking, and he'll be writing. But when he looks at the angel will try to want to say something. He will go back, and at a point he was like, what does the angel want to say when Jesus is here? Like, what do you want to talk about? Jesus is here. And Jesus now looked at him and said, this was the angel I sent to you 1 year ago. Exactly 1 year from this date, I sent this angel to you. So now I'm going to pause, listen to him. Everything the angel was saying were things that God was asking him to do 1 year ago. And he was asking, should I get it done? Should I get it done? It was the curriculum for last year. He had forgotten. Are you getting me? See, there are some people, if they get accurate with God right now, the things that they ought to have done 5 years ago, God may impress into their spirits now. And they may make the mistake of thinking, is it for the future? No, it's for now. Are you with me? I pray for you. That same alignment will come to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I'm sure you may be wondering, Pastor David, if I long to see you, I long to see you because I want to be sure you are in the sync with the Spirit of what God is doing right now. That's why I'm here. You know, when New Breed started, I didn't see myself moving from Port Harcourt to Abuja anytime soon. I was enjoying Port Harcourt and having fun. There were things God was asking me to do. For instance, God was asking me to hold many more worship meetings. God was asking me to hold many more crusades. God was asking me to hold many more Sunday evening Bible studies apart from our Sunday services. Are you with me? But I was like, no, let's move it into the future. Let's, later. God was asking me. Now, let me say this one. God was asking me to come to Uniport area and plant a church. I was like, that's so much. Lord, we'll do it in the future. Are you with me? God asked me, go to Uniport, start a fellowship at Choba. I was like, fellowship. Okay, Lord. When the money is plenty, we'll do it. And then, we're having a conference like this. But it was a much bigger conference. Christ Life Conference 2023. On the third day of the conference, I saw a crowd. Like Paul, you know, when they said, come to Macedonia to help us. I saw a crowd saying, when are you coming to Abuja to save us? I said, They said, you have to come. One said, you know, I'm in law school. After 2 years, I'm leaving. If you don't come to save us, you don't know what will happen to us. And that was the beginning of my trauma and dilemma. From 30th of April 2023, all kinds of revelations and visions pulling me. And I could no longer, so now, Lord, which one should I do? 2 months later, we went to hold a program in Abuja. It turned out I came to hold the program, but by the time we were done with the program, they found a venue for me and said, start church immediately. I was arrested. You know when you don't want to obey God sometimes, God will arrest you. Don't always wait for God to arrest you to obey him. Because it may come in a very inconvenient way. Someone like Apostle Paul. God had to strike him down from the horse. Imagine he fell and got a mark there. That mark could be with him for life. Are you with me? And so, that was how I had to hurry. Hurry! But I pray for you, wherever you have been behind, the Lord brings you to the present alignment in the name of Jesus. He brings you to be in step with Him in the name of Jesus. And so I want us to pray. It's a prayer that some of you are familiar with. Jude chapter 1. We're going to pray and then worship. And then I will teach today. Amen. Jude chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Jude chapter 1 from verse 11. Now, I want to beg you, don't take any session lightly. Are you getting me? Jude chapter 1 from verse 11. So, the apostle Jude was talking about a certain group of people. He says, woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily in the after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. Verse 12 is a popular verse I've read here before. These are sports in your feast of charity. Can you read with me? When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fee, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruits withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. My emphasis is that sentence inside. It says, they are clouds. Go back to verse 12. Look at this. It says they are what? Clouds they are without water. Can you say that after me? Clouds they are without water. Read it again. Clouds they are without water. Read it one more time. Clouds they are without water. I know some of you thinking, Pastor, what does that have to do with me? Everything. And I'm going to tell you. See, this prayer we want us to pray is a very serious prayer. Do you know what it means to have clouds without water? You saw the cloud today in Port Harcourt, right? The cloud came and the rain fell. The cloud was thick and the rain fell. But have you ever experienced a situation where the cloud formed? Everywhere became dark. You felt the wind blowing. And after 25 minutes, rain did not fall. Who has seen that thing before? Let me tell you, this thing happens in lives, in people's lives too. Did you hear what I just said? This thing, it happens in people's lives too. When they are growing up, when people look at them and say, ah, this guy has a great future. Kai, this guy, the way he's going, or this girl. You know those statements people used to make years ago? He's a child of destiny. She's a child of destiny. The way she's going, Kai, something is going to come out from my life. And then you meet the person when they are 70. Nothing came. I want us to pray. And I've asked myself, why? Why does this thing happen? And the Lord was talking to me about this. That usually, it is not at the beginning the problem happens. It's along the line. When the devil cannot stop you at the beginning, he will go later into the future and find a way to just, something will just happen. And all of a sudden, the person becomes not small, not great, just average. Did you hear what I just said? He's not too great. He's not too bad. He's just there. Hey. That will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Many of you know that when you think about yourself, some of you, you feel like there is something in my life. There is something about me that needs to break out. There is something great about me that needs to bust out. But somehow you feel like you are caged. Somehow it doesn't seem like it's playing out according to the way you sensed it. Who is with me? What I'm saying is very serious. Sometimes you are thinking, okay, what do I do? Do I start a business? Do I start a blog? What do I do? What will I do for this thing to come out? It says there are clouds without water. Everybody saw the cloud. And the Lord was telling me, son, don't make this mistake. One reason why people, this thing also happens in the lives of people, is that many times they settle where they are supposed to start. Let me explain. Where they begin to clap for themselves, that's where they are just starting. For instance, you know, people have met me and said, Pastor David, wow, we'll see what God is doing through New Breed. You have 3 branches. One is come about to happen in Lekki. You are about to have another one in Ghana. Glory! And they expect me to be excited. Yes, yes, we are still starting. We still the road. Jesus. We are still starting. In fact, we have not started. Are you getting what I'm saying? We have not started. When a man begins to get settled when he's supposed to start running, he will fall into this category. And many times, when he wants to settle, he can feel God telling him, don't settle here, son. Don't settle here, daughter. This is not your rest. This is not your rest. You are bigger than this. I thought you would say amen. You are bigger than this. I know that business. You have 50 customers. You are making 1 million naira a month. He says, no, you are bigger than this. Are you getting me? And so sometimes there is something what I can call a holy disruption. Where God begins to make you restless. He begins to make you restless. There has to be more. Can you say something? There has to be more. Restless. Praise the Lord. Jump on your feet, let us pray. I came to pour my heart upon us. Can you pray this prayer? I want you to pray fervently, oh. Because let me tell you, when you pray like this, the Holy Ghost will be opening your eyes to see. He'll be opening your eyes to see. You know, some of you, when we announced that we are going to Kumasi on Sunday, I can imagine how some of you felt. Because I was praying and the Lord reminded me. I said, I hope you have not forgotten that you are supposed to be enter Ghana this year. I was like, God, you know, Lord, you know, the children church building project. We have projects in Abuja. He said, remember, you must enter Ghana this year. You will think you have time. Are you hear what I'm saying? You may think you have all the time, but you don't. You don't. Let me tell you why this is important. Jacob, don't forget, Jacob prayed overnight and woke up a different man. He prayed as Jacob, and by morning, his name was changed to Israel. Do you know what the power of desperate prayers? Do you know how powerful it is? Say that to me in the name of Jesus. You know, when we pray like this, some people say you are not Christocentric. I mean, be more Christocentric than you. Jesus had to pray like that the night before crucifixion. It's called Gethsemane. If he did not pray that way, he will get. Let me tell you what would have happened. Why Jesus had to pray that way? If he did not pray that way, they would have brought the cross and he would just say, I'm not doing it again. God forbid. Sometimes people will just make. Have you not seen people that you're like, this guy is supposed to be something else? When you find out what happened, he just made one stupid decision. At the point where he would have crossed into the greatness, he just made one careless choice. One useless choice. Say after me in the name of Jesus. I want it to sound like thunder. In the name of Jesus. My cloud is full of rain. And my rain must fall. My cloud is full of rain. The cloud of my destiny is full of rain. And the rain must fall. And the rain must fall. Begin to pray right now. Kapalendo robo seketelia. Sharambalatelia. Kuria baleka sata. My cloud is full of rain. Many of you, God has given you great ideas, divine dreams, divine visions. He has said things about your future. Let me tell you, you are not too old for it. Neither are you too young for it. God called Abraham at 75. You are not too old. Asaparaga balandege setelia. Shembre teketelia kapaya. Asambalatelia. Shagadebelega dedadesa.
the rain of my destiny will fall. The rain will fall. The rain will fall. The rain will fall. The rain will fall. Ashakapalagadeskete. I cannot hear you pray. New breed, don't forget, you are also called fire tribe. Pray! Lord, the rain over new breed falls. The rain over every destiny here falls. The rain falls. The rain falls. Lekopelege de depelege sheketelia. Asagabalande gededesa. Shabrande kesit. Ashambrege de depeleketelia. Asabranda gabalades. Shabrande gedelia. Mendegede de belege sheketelia. Lekende peleketelia. God asked me to say to somebody, it is not too late. It is not too late for all God has said to come to pass. It is not too late. Maybe you feel like you have lost opportunity. You have lost time. It is not too late. Radabadam bando kobose. Linkobodobolobodogobosetelia. Ashada branda balada gabase and de bele de gedo sheketelia ikabranda gabala katalia and de gedesete leketeketelia and de bele ketelia rande gebobobobobosa lengo bodobobobobobosa liko bodobobobobobosa lembrondo bobobobosa taya liko bodobobobobosa. Lord, wherever we have been slow, there is something called speed. There is a technology called speed. There is a technology called speed in the economy of the divine. Shada balaga badaga dada balaga desa, endo kopelege dede desa, rundege dede belege sheketelia, asambredo bobo sipalai, rendo bobo sipalate, rendo bobo bobo sipalatelia, lekete pelege sheketelia, and the belete, and the belete, and get the belaketelia, lenga the belaketelia, ragada da 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 ga shakatai, zagada balaga da da de. The rain will fall. The rain will fall. The rain will fall. The rain will fall. In the name of Jesus. The rain will fall. In the name of Jesus. The rain will fall. In the name of Jesus. Hey, kapaletelia kapai.